even if they don't knock the broads, there ain't enough tricks to go around.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking finger.
Let's say that's the bad guy. Let's say that's the bad guy.
Never in the history of the game has it been such an obsession of the people. Tricks running low, cops pushing harder than ever.
See, I tried to be a friend, motherfucker.
What do you think I am, huh? What do you think I am, fucking worm like you? I told you, right? I told you! Don't fuck with me!
When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down with my joint house done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up and grown folks is talking. You need to shut the fuck up and grown folks is talking.
Brad, you stupid fuck! Cover you now!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes!
Then you know what I'm saying. Describe what Marcellus Wallace looked like.
What? Say what again?
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time. Black. Go on. He's bald. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Then why you gotta fucking motherfucker, Brett? Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to do it.
The recorder is on, Pimp Juice. The recorder is on, man. Okay, here we go. I'm still recovering from the niggatry, my friend. I'm still recovering from the niggatry, man. My life force, my life essence was almost crushed and diminished. Just like, what'd you say on Facebook? I said, my God, Charles, the sentinels are killing you. It's funny when you said that, man, because I was feeling just like that, man. I'm trying to tell you. But anyway, let me go ahead and explain the current situation to the fellow Mac City citizens, man. I just had a situation with darling Nikki. I came to the rescue and I saved her from a bout of homelessness. And once again, being true to the ratchetness in the hood rat formula, of course, it was not appreciated. You know what I'm saying? And I want to delve into the whole situation between hood bitches and dusty niggas. You know what I mean? You know, you came up with a nice little phrase. It's called, if you're going to ride for them, then be prepared to burn for them. You know what I mean? I want to kind of like get into that relationship also. And, wow, man. I don't know. Like I said, I'm still trying to get my mind right, man, about all the shit that I did some real swell shit for, but it was just unappreciative. You know what I'm saying? Have you run into that sort of situation with the females you fuck with? And especially when they don't reciprocate and appreciate what you do, they seem to, I don't know, elevate the dusty nigga. You know what I mean? Can you speak to that?
Yeah. First thing you got to understand, and I'm not going to get into too much historical background. Maybe I'm going to keep it light because I think I may have a tendency to lose people. But I will say this.
Okay.
You offend easily. To anybody that's offending easily, you need to hit that little red X in the corner of the window.
Right.
You have to understand, man, you know, this is something we always talk about. The dusty niggas and the hood rats are sort of mirror images of each other.
Right.
They're inverses.
Okay.
They're created for their purpose. It is to fuel the prison industrial complex. That's their purpose.
Okay.
That's their purpose. Think about it. Back during slavery, the slave master bred men to produce children for the fields, for the labor in the fields.
Right.
Basically, this is the same sort of situation. It's just a different location. So anytime they do that, or anything, anytime that must be done, you got to look at the environment. They come out of their environment. And what is their environment? Ignorance, poverty, crippling family structure.
Right.
A stupid ass mama that's probably in the street, or a lightning ass daddy. And the reason I say lightning is he's there in a flash and he's gone in a flash.
Right.
You see? So you got a whole group or a whole community of people that don't have any direction about anything. They don't have the basic, what the old folks used to say, home training. They don't have that.
Right.
They don't have it, and you can't expect it. The basic mother wit and common sense that would come from human reaction, they don't have it. The only thing they understand is opportunism. Really, they're children.
Damn.
They're children.
Okay.
Look at darling Nikki. She is a 12-year-old woman.
Yeah, buddy.
You see, everything is whatever feels good without any sense of responsibility, without any sense of maturity. Everything is just pure hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that smacks of responsibility, they're going to ignore that. Mm-hmm. They're going to ignore that. So when you're dealing with them, you have to understand gratitude is not something they're going to have, but it's something that they're going to develop by dealing with you.
Right.
They're going to be attracted to those dusty ass niggas. That's just their makeup. Mm-hmm. Until, you know, time passes on and they can't pay their power bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like darling Nikki.
Right.
Until they can't pay their water bill. Like this rat I just got finished fucking with.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All of that goes to the point of their existence because they have been, this is social engineering. Let's mm-hmm. just call it what it is.
Okay.
It's social engineering. They need to produce ignorant ass offspring so that they can fuel the privatization of prisons. That's what it is.
Okay.
So that means the mother must be stupid.
Right.
The father must be stupid. Both of them primarily concerned with useless consumption,
mm-hmm.
nigger trinkets,
right.
and random useless information and a pursuit of stupid ass entertainment. The dusty nigga will always be attracted to that. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And they will rep that nigga.
Right.
You know how it is. Mm-hmm. Loving me some him. You know. Nigga will put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
The dusty nigga will be the reason that they're in jail.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. Another one of your freaks.
Right.
Pound Cake.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody would not fucking around with her nigga. Her nigga, the nigga that she in love with. No dusty ass nigga she in love with got a beat up,
mm-hmm.
jumped on, got a sliced up and put in jail,
right.
and she's still sniffing his balls.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? It's a pattern. What is that you always talk about? The Pavlovian response.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pattern. You see?
Yeah.
And we wind up with them. The reason we wind up with them is because we're the anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't change their natures.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. We can't change their nature. You can show them as much compassion as you choose to. But they, at the end of the day, you have to accept the fact that they are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they're going to be attracted to a nigga that's hyper-violent. A nigga that is incapable of critical thinking except at a predatory level, and then they don't even think that out.
Right.
You know.
Mm.
Niggas that's And next thing you know, my spot got raided. Seriously?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you couldn't put that together. He left out my house scratching his left ear. No. And you still trying to wonder how you got busted. You see, but that's what's out there.
Right.
You know, you remember, what is it, Idiocracy?
Mm-hmm.
When they were in prison, taking the aptitude test.
Yep.
And the motherfucker was trying to put the square peg in the round hole and then covering it as though somebody's going to cheat off of it.
Yeah.
No, that's what you got out here, man. That's what you got out here. And there has to be a culling. In order for shit to return to normalcy, there has to be a culling of these people from the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a culling of these people from the ranks. That's the only way.
Check this out, man. You know, in the midst of her coming up, of course, she's homeless because of this nigga. Dollar Nikki's homeless because of this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She just... left a relationship with a nigga that she said that she couldn't stand and she didn't want to fuck with no more. And then she tells me, I'm not going to fuck with no more niggas like that. You know what I mean? I'm
going to go chase another one just like
him. Then go chasing a nigga that's just
and his friend.
Like, and
they friends.
Yeah, these two niggas supposed to be friends. So this other nigga, he get with Dollar Nikki, and Dollar Nikki talking all this shit, of course, about how she's going to find her a quality man. But of course,
that's not going
to
happen.
He don't have no job, of course, and he's he claimed to be a weed man, but of course, he not a weed man because he getting high on his own shit, so he can never sell the shit to basically help her out with any sort of bill. So what ends up happening is she ends up supporting him. She ends up giving him money. She ends up basically wiping his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She left her spot alone to move it to his spot and to help pay his bills. And not to mention that, the nigga had like two pit bulls and they lived in the same apartment complex. You know what I mean? So they didn't want the pit bulls staying with Nicole. She says, fuck it. We'll take the pit bulls and put them in my house. And the pit bulls tore up her shit, tore up her furniture, fucked up her carpet. You know what I mean? While this nigga's spot was tight. You know what I mean? And so, of course, all the while, she's not paying her bills, not paying her veteran, not paying her power, shit, not paying her rent. Everything is going into this nigga shit, right? And I'm like, well, what the fuck are you doing? You know, all the while, she's lying to me, telling me she's paying her shit, but she's not paying her shit. She's fucking it off, trying to take care of this mother. She ends up having to sell drugs.
Yes.
You know, to try and get, you know, to try and feed her kids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so, of course, shit goes down where she catches him cheating, and then she's mad, and then he kicks her out as well as his sister, because Nicole got cool with his sister.
Yeah, got you to know. Go.
Yeah, so he kicks her out. So now they homeless. They sleeping in their car, in her car for like 5 days. She knew not to ask me because she knew I was going to read her the riot act because I give her the speech 1,000 times a day. I'm like,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just told her. I'm like, so finally she broke down and was like, you know, I'm cold and we hungry. We don't know where to go. You know, I'll continue that later. But can you speak to that mindset, man?
It's like what I've been saying, bro. It's irresponsibility. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no logic. You got to remember, it's just like another clan that we know, a den of motherfucking hyenas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see, there's no logic. No, it's just rampant emotionalism.
Right.
Whatever feels good, they pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she never stopped to think that, okay, if I'm paying this nigga's bills, what happened to mine? But in a way, you also have to look at, and I'm going to speak to your question in a minute, but I want to say this. It speaks to the inverse. It is a sort of karmic payback or a certain karma that they get through the advantage that they get through the system.
Right.
These bitches out here do all kind of shit. And they got a damn near put a baby in a microwave to go to prison.
For real.
You see? see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the system gives them every break possible, no matter how ratchet they are, to stay on the streets.
Right.
So when the niggas are dealing with them on the streets, they take advantage of that advantage for their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a kind of payback they get from being fucked over by the system at their expense. Now, let's talk about, you said, the mentality.
Right.
These are women that are chasing their own tails.
Mm-hmm.
They're chasing their own tails. See, they don't know anything about responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They got a chip on their shoulder, you see.
Right.
They're weak, and they know they're weak, but they're trying to project something else to you. They're trying to project how strong they are.
Hmm.
You know. So there's no sort of, don't look for any rhyme or reason, because there's none there. There's none there.
Right.
You know, she isn't thinking about, she don't know how to balance a checkbook.
Right.
She don't know how to add bills up to run a house.
Hmm.
She don't know how to budget. None of the things that come with being responsible has she been taught. But she know how to suck a dick.
Right. Mm.
She know how to bend over and get fucked.
Right.
She know how to do all that silly ass shit in the streets that she learned from somewhere, probably from her mama. You see, it's a learned behavior.
Right.
It's a learned behavior. It is just a small microcosm of a larger social experiment.
Shit, they put in the, they basically put in a, you know, let me see, the niggas and the bitches, they in a case of arrested development.
Yes.
Due to this whole social experiment that's going on. Because, yes, you know, once again, especially speaking to the females, there are no consequences and repercussions for their bad actions. There are none.
None. And that's why the niggas take advantage of.
Wow.
Think about it. A nigga will put his weight on a female before he carry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that ain't nothing gonna happen to her. You know, I'll give you an example.
Right.
I had a case where I got this motherfucker out of jail.
Right.
And it was 2 days before Christmas 2010. I never will forget it. I executed a bail bond, got the motherfucker out. He missed his very first court date. Of course, the phones are shut off. Now, I got the information from the bitch. Every stitch of information that bitch gave me was incorrect.
Hmm. Right.
She had no type of remorse. She had no hesitation about screwing me over.
Mm-hmm.
To save him.
Right.
Even though I'm helping him get out. That's the type of loyalty that these niggas demand from them.
Right.
Every stitch of information she put on my application was incorrect. Every stitch.
Damn.
The only thing she put, the only thing that was correct was her name. Okay. So, of course, they ain't cooperating with me when it's time for me to go get this nigga because he missed court. Well, one of the things that was holding his punk ass in jail was, guess what? A dusty nigga's favorite activity, producing ignorant ass bastard children.
Right, okay.
So he had a child support case out of the juvenile court. And the judge said, well, if he gets bonded out on the criminal case, he can get out and go take the, you know, the blood test. Because they had him in there, he hadn't even been determined to be the father yet. But they knew he was the father. You just know.
Okay.
So they said if he gets out on the bond, then, you know, he can go take the test. Well, the nigga got on the bond, he never even went and took the test. And he just skipped court altogether.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So while this is going on and while he's running, now the bitch that came and lied on my application, her daughter is having a birthday party. He's supposed to be at the birthday party with her and her daughter.
Right.
Well, he tells this ignorant ass rat that he has some business to take care of elsewhere. And guess where he went?
Go fuck another bitch.
Not just another bitch, the bitch that put him on papers for the child support that put him in jail in the first place.
Okay.
And I thank God for his stupid ass horny loins, because that's how he got caught.
Right.
He was going and took this bitch's, I'm talking about the one that signed him out, took her car to go fuck the bitch who brought the case down on him. Met her downtown, and instead of them just driving to go do what they do, you know, he's playing with them in the car, bumping her bumper. Okay. This is how stupid he is. Right. He's downtown in traffic, tapping the girl's bumper, trying to play with her. Well, he caught the attention of the state patrol.
Wow.
The state patrol pulled him over, caught him, put him back in jail. Thank God for his fucking stupidity.
Right.
You know, you can set your watch to these niggas. You can.
Right.
But the loyalty that she had for him when he went to jail, somebody bonded him out. He skipped bond on them. Mm-hmm. But then he got caught. They caught him and put him back in jail. She decides to run his little drug empire. And gets busted out in Kettering with way more drugs on him, on her, excuse me, with way more drugs on her than what he had.
Okay.
Went in front of the judge. She was pregnant at the time, of course. You see this reoccurring theme?
Imagine that, right.
Yeah, she's pregnant. Go in front of the judge. She come in there, she go find old simp ass preacher, and they go, and he goes in there and pleads her case and all of that shit and all that. The bitch escapes with probation, but he wound up doing 4 to 6 years in prison.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She got caught with way more shit than he did, but she's going on probation, but he went to prison.
Gotta keep them on the stick.
And his sentencing, the judge asked me what I wanted, you know, what were my recommendations. I told the judge he was irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
He had no concept of manning up and dealing with the consequences of his actions. So if the court gave him life, I wouldn't care.
Right.
And all of you saw all them niggas and hood rats looking at me like I was crazy.
You ain't no real nigga. You ain't no real nigga, Tony.
I heard him whispering.
Right.
Lame, bitch ass bondsman. Call me whatever you want.
Right.
If you do this, I will do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, no concept of responsibility. None.
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 None. Shit.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Incapable of critical thinking. Mm. Incapable of common sense. You don't go downtown. That's where the police station is. You don't go downtown bumping into somebody's bumper right in front of the police station. What the fuck are you doing? But that's the mentality that's out there. You have a generation of fools. And all these people that are saying they're the future, shame on you. Shame on you.
Right.
You're lying and you know it.
Shit. Yeah, when I had her up in here, man, you know, of course, she's in dire straits. Her vehicle is about to get repossessed. She's
of
homeless.
Course.
And at the same time when all this is going on, I have to say this about her. Her spirit is unconquerable. She running around this mug just a cheesing and just as happy. Like, you know, like this is, of course, like this is just business as usual. And it is. It's just business as usual. And she's like, okay, well, I'm about to go and I'm about to see my new Slim. And I'm like, look, nigga, didn't you just get out of a situation where you was just chasing worthless ass niggas? You know what I mean? Shouldn't you, like, be your ass in here on the phone trying to look for a job or something? But you want to go out and you want to smoke and kick it with a nigga on house arrest. What is wrong with you? Well, I don't get breaks often, and since I don't have my kids, and to her credit, she did take care of business while she was here. She did go ahead and get her PIP on and when she went out there, I told her, I'm like, when you come back in this motherfucker, you better have some money. She did do that. She did go out and hustle up some money, however she did it. I'm pretty sure I know how she did it.
Yeah, you know how she did.
Yeah, but she got that money, and she got her utilities back on and shit. But god damn, man, I'm like, you just left a nothing-ass nigga. Now you chasing another nothing-ass nigga, which you always tell me. Yeah, on house arrest. And you told me that you wasn't going to do that no more.
You can't listen to shit they say, man.
No shit.
You can't. You throw that shit out the window. Because, excuse me, they'll be on, they'll be in your face talking about how they winning. Mm-hmm. I'm winning no matter what. I'm solid. No shake.
No shake.
Yeah, solid, no shake. And then at the same second, he catches another motherfucker. To my, I need help, please. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The whole idea of normalcy, the whole idea of normality, you can forget it. It's just not there. It's just not there. They will function at just the level for them to be able to get up and do the same shit the next day.
Man.
That's the program.
Right.
That's the program. Eat. Smoke.
Right.
Sleep. Fuck. Produce children.
Right.
Start the process over again. Mm-hmm. Eat. Smoke. Sleep. Fuck. Produce children.
But people think that you're crazy, Tony, when you talk about the aspect of social engineering. And they...
Yeah. I mean, they could think I'm crazy, but there's nothing new about this.
Right.
I mean, all they have to do is look at the ghettos of Europe.
Okay.
Look at the slums of Europe. Look at the writings of people like Thomas Malthus and David Ricardo. Read the Canterbury Tales.
Right.
They talk about this very same thing that I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They talk. Matter of fact, they call the dusty niggas in England. This is what they call the dusty nigga phenomenon, and they call them those unfortunate bastards.
Right.
That are slated for the dungeons of the king.
Hmm.
That's a direct quote.
Okay.
They said that the women bear the unfortunate scars of bastards whose little purpose is the immediate destruction of their whole bloodline.
Hmm. So, yeah, I'm looking at this whole situation, and it boggles my mind how people can't see that this is this is on purpose, because everything that these females do, you know, it's encouraged, all of it, you
yes.
know, especially you
yes.
know, just
well,
the aspect.
They're not, because people don't understand how the real world works. You have to understand, it is just, if there was ever a profound movie that was made, it would be The Matrix.
Right.
They don't know how it works, and some people are so dependent on the system, they're not ready to be unplugged.
Right.
And some people know it, but won't accept it. What did the man say in The Matrix? He said, I know this steak doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but, you know, when I eat this, it tells me it's juicy. You know, it's juicy, and it's some other word he used. And then this is another direct quote. He ends that scene by saying, ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have. You have a celebration of a culture where people are proud to be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so you can't expect any type of normalcy or responsibility. It is a childlike, predatory relationship and environment. That's all they know, and that's all they can regurgitate.
Yeah, just think how society would be is if you had a child and you did not get any assistance from the government. You think these females would be popping out these babies like that?
No, of course they would.
Mm,
of course they wouldn't. But again, these kids, that serves a purpose because, mm-hmm. again, they need a permanent underclass. Another movie.
Right.
People don't pay attention. People need to listen to these movies, mm-hmm. because, see, we think that white folks are going to come to a town hall meeting. Niggas think white folks are going to come to a town hall meeting on race.
Right.
And tell you they don't like you.
Right.
They're not going. White folks are not going to come to no town hall meeting to tell you the obvious.
Okay.
Then it's just not going to happen. There was a dialogue in the movie Lean on Me where Morgan Freeman was talking to Robert Guillaume. Mm-hmm. He says that the community is being crucified by a process that's designed to make us a permanent underclass. Mm-hmm.
Eastside got problems. Now it's time to see what we can do to solve them. Change for the better, letter. New rule being forced to school so we can get rid of all the bad apples in the bunch. Clean up the walls and cook better lunch. Put the students in class where they should be. To stop roaming the halls and oh, could we please eliminate the drug situation? Stop smoking and get an education. Point blank, let's change the whole scenery. You need help? Well, hey, lean on me.
Someone to me.
lesson and remember, ain't no half-stepping. Get in full gear, I'm sure that you'll care in the long run. When you got full here, that means authority.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Word. So let knowledge uproot ya. Go for yours, cause we're the future. The ones who rise to supremacy. And if you ever need a hand, just lean on me.
Shit comes down on my head.
Oh, Frank, look.
Listen, let me talk. It's like you're a big bird with radar, and I'm tired of getting hit.
Is this my fault?
This is nothing. I've got union lawyers threatening me, and there's talk of a walkout.
Well, let them. They're not teaching anything down there anyway.
Then it's your job to
do
something about it.
Not one of them has a personal stake in that school, Frank. Not one.
The fire chief was just here. He says it's illegal to bar those doors. Mrs. Barrett is organizing a parents group to try to get you removed. Since you insulted them at that meeting the other night when you just suggested that they get off welfare.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Because the fact is, quite a few of them need it.
I wasn't talking to all of them, Frank. Now, look, you came and recruited me, man. You disappoint me, brother. You disappoint me.
The disappointment here is you.
Me?
Yes.
Look, you know who I am. You know me 30 years. You knew what I would do. You know
how
I operate.
Can you keep quiet? The fact is, you're screwing up. You're alienating everybody.
Look at you, you have no life.
Your wife left you. I ought to walk out on you myself.
Well, go ahead. Bail the hell on out.
But I said I would back you up.
That's what you said, Frank. That's what you said.
Brother, I will go through the fire with you. But you are not taking care of business. This shit you're pulling now, you're just gone plain loco. Now, you suspend Darnell. What the hell was that?
Darnell is symptomatic of the disciplinary problem.
He is
that
a
good,
strong, young black teacher. So he dumped that desk right on top of your head. Well, right on. Good for him. You will reinstate that man, you hear? And then you fire Mrs. Elliott. Why? Because she didn't want to kiss your ass. Well, I wouldn't either. How about that?
Mrs. Elliott has an ego.
Yeah, well, you lost the best teacher we had. We couldn't get her back now if we wanted to.
I don't have time for Mrs. Elliott's problem.
Well, you better make time.
We are being crucified by a process that is turning black into a permanent underclass here, Frank. A permanent underclass. No, see, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody. Mrs. Elliott's missionary zeal about Mozart has nothing to do with our problem. Nothing! What good is Mozart going to do a bunch of children who can't go out and get a job?
Joe, your personal battles are going to cost us the war. Worry about the test scores.
What the hell you think I'm worried about?
End of discussion! Debate is over. You will write a formal apology.
I will what?
A formal apology for your treatment of Mrs. Elliott and Darnell and for your vicious and thoughtless insult to the women of this community. You will kowtow, you will step and fetch.
Frank, if you think you can make me...
Get used to it, it's the way of the world. If you're so hot on discipline, then goddammit, start by accepting mine. Because contrary to popular opinion, I'm the head nigger in charge. I'm the head nigger in charge. I'm the head nigger in charge.
And poverty, that is the answer to economic inequality.
All right.
That's their answer. And don't bother with a moral solution because this is not about morality. It's about power.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to create a culture that's designed to lead people to prisons. Mm-hmm. They have to create that culture. Everything has to echo irresponsibility. Everything has to echo hedonism. Everything has to echo violence. Everything has to echo ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unless if you want to choose to put your head in the sand, you can do that because you can choose to be stupid.
Right.
And a lot of people are choosing to be stupid.
I guess it takes less energy to be
it
stupid.
Takes less energy. It's hard, man, to look at your situation head on, look at how horrible it is, and then find a solution to it. That takes work. And you have people that are willing to just let themselves be led along like sheep. So they're not going to, they don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. They don't care to see it. They don't want to see it. Just let Rome burn.
Yeah, it was fascinating, man. It was like I said, she had called me a couple of times, and she had told me her situation, but you know how they do. They want you to volunteer your compassion and your services. You know, when she said she was homeless and she was sleeping in the car with all her kids.
Yes.
You know, and of course, I did not extend the hand because I knew she was in this situation because of the present dusty nigga that she went ahead and elevated above a square nigga like me. You know what I'm saying?
Like she would be in that situation again.
Oh, yeah. You know, so she finally showed up at my door. And so I guess she figured, well, calling him ain't getting the response that I want because he's not volunteering his services to save her. So she shows up. She pulls out the ace up her sleeve, right? Matter of fact, two aces up her sleeve. She show up with her so-called boyfriend's sister, dark skin honey with nice melons, and she show up with all her kids and all of, especially the youngest one, which was her boy, her girlfriend's brother, and he was like, maybe 4 or 5, and they out there freezing. It's like 30 degrees. So I'm like, damn, man, I like got them kids out there freezing with no coat. And I guess they got kicked out. They ain't have no coats. So I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, cyber pimp kryptonite. So I went ahead and let them on in. Man, so.
Well, she was coming to exercise a trade.
Uh-huh.
She was coming to bring a trade. What she was doing, she was bringing you, you know, the other chick in exchange for shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, when it comes to predatory intelligence, when it comes to, you know, preying on their masters when it comes to that.
Right.
But when it comes to everyday real life responsibility,
mm-hmm.
they're children.
Right.
I never will forget, it's another program I was watching. It was the story of Earl the Goat Manigault.
Right.
You know who that was?
Nah.
He was one of these street ball legends from Harlem who he had a little brief career, and next thing you know, he was on drugs, you know, typical nigga shit.
Right.
And here's what the white man told him. And his white coach, when the coach was trying to get him to come to practice, you know, be responsible.
Okay.
Come to practice, join the team. Of course, he wanted something out of him, but I'm making a point. He was trying to, you know, show him, look, you have to have these boundaries and regulations in order to get the type of life you wanted. See, Earl was just happy being a street ball legend.
All right.
And his coach was trying to teach him the real game. And the man told him this. He said, you know what your problem is, Manigault? He said, you people are good at playing games, but you don't know how to play the game.
No doubt.
And that encapsulates everything you're dealing with. See, she's good at playing games,
mm-hmm.
but the fatal weakness in her whole plan, she doesn't know how to play the game.
Right.
So when she called you and ran down that tail of woe, you know what that script is.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted you to volunteer.
Right.
Because volunteering frees her of any obligation of having to do anything in return.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see? So if you volunteer, she could just say you volunteered. She didn't ask you.
Yep.
You know? So you don't, she don't have to do anything because you just volunteered. She didn't tell you she was going to do anything. She didn't offer anything. That was you. You asked her to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So she's free from any responsibility.
Mm-mm-mm. Yep, she knew that.
But they did not. She didn't understand the lessons we've learned from the power trick game.
Right.
She was out of a league. Mm. So she had to break down and bring something.
Yeah, and she brought something too, boy. It was a good, like, she was here for like, she was about 9 days, and about three of those days, it was heaven, man. It was, I had a ball, believe that. She brought something to the altar. She believe that. It was, we had fun. Yeah, she knew, man, she couldn't come empty-handed, man.
But the thing is, she shot winded. See, that's the moral of this stuff.
Right.
See, it's initially fun, but you can't make it again. It goes back to the 48 laws of power trick, and they can't see you all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because familiarity breeds contempt. You wear out your welcome.
Mm-hmm. And that she did. You know? Good God.
Well, after a while, you know, you got to deal with her fucking chain smoking.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deal with her constantly on the telephone talking to some old stupid ass nigga that ain't, you know, really gonna help her do nothing.
Right.
Or fighting some other stupid ass bitch over a stupid ass nigga that ain't finna do shit.
Right.
You know, on the phone talking like she's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of approaching 30.
This shit was crazy. I'm like, damn, put that fucking phone down and do something constructive. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna happen. Mm-hmm. If she ain't on the phone, she texting on Facebook or playing Facebook games or some, you know, everything outside of doing what's necessary to get on her feet.
Right.
Yeah, she'll suck a dick here, there, make her money and turn her tricks because, you know, that provides income, but not even that's exciting.
Right.
She's walking around here with, what, four or five kids? You can't compete with these new bitches straight out the Bass or off the coast.
Right.
She can't compete with them. So she is not even going to get a good return for sucking dick.
Man.
She's frozen in at the 40 spot.
Mm. Whew.
She can't even offer sex for a decent living.
Right.
She got a 40 spot her way around the city. Fuck with this nigga for 40. Fuck with that nigga for 40. Fuck with this nigga for 60. Fuck with... You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Bitch might as well be conducting a fundraiser.
Okay.
Or selling chicken or fish plates. About the same money for the same amount of time. And the same amount of work.
Right.
So, I mean... What I'm saying in essence is this. That's to be expected. Don't be surprised.
Right.
You see, one of these things happen. And right now, how much you want to bet she up on another dusty ass nigga?
I'm going to lose that bet, man. Can't make that bet.
Yeah, you know you're going to lose.
Shit. Hey, while I was here, she was talking to at least four cats on the phone through text and just talking. And not one of them niggas was worth really talking to, man. All of them was so-called selling something on the, you know, street pharmacies. I'm like, you can't never, ever find a motherfucker with a job. Never?
No.
Ever?
Because a motherfucker with a job ain't... See, it's another side to that that you and I know very well, man.
Right.
Ain't no motherfucker with a job gonna want her, man.
Right.
And she know that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's one thing that women don't understand. And I don't care what any of these motherfuckers, once you start having children out of wedlock, you send a subliminal and subconscious message to men that you're not wifeable, you're fuckable. And no man is in a hurry to pay another man's bill.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. So any nigga with a job, you know, she had a nigga with a job that was working at McDonald's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she was over there licking balls and kissing him after she licking balls on Facebook, posting pictures of her kissing a nigga with a job.
Right. Mm.
The outlaw, irresponsible, and self-destructive.
Right.
So they're attracted to that which mirrors them, because any nigga that has a job, he is a reflection of all of her flaws and imperfections.
Not to mention, a nigga with a job is gonna have some rules and regulations and boundaries. And
yeah,
you know that.
She ain't gonna follow those.
Yeah, she ain't gonna fuck with that.
She'll follow those to a certain extent.
Right.
See, that dusty nigga, go, anything goes with him, long as she got his money, his stamps, his weed, or whatever.
Right.
You You see what I'm saying? As long as he gets the fuck on her. Right. He just wants the ability to be able to control her when he wants to.
Right.
He don't really want her. He just wants control over her.
Right.
So as long as he can maintain some type of control over her, he really don't give a fuck about her welfare. Because he don't give a fuck about his welfare. He's her. He's the inverse of her. He's the male version of her.
Right.
So if he's able, if he's able to be responsible, excuse me, if he's able to be irresponsible, if he's able to run the streets and fuck multiple, because he's doing what she's doing.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So there's an intuitive understanding between them two that there's no responsibility, but he wants that bitch to be there when he's ass out.
Yeah.
Now, he ain't going to be there when she ass out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's when he stopped answering the phone and starts sending us straight to voicemail. That's when she find out, oh, he got this other bitch over here, and he'll go get another bitch with more children.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go find another bitch with more children. He'll go find a bitch with 7 or 8 children.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple fact is, that's another place for him to post up. He'll go find another bitch just like her.
Right.
You see? So she's interchangeable, but when he get tired, he want to be able to come back and fuck with her. So he needs to have a certain degree of control over her. That's the exchange.
Okay.
If he can come back when he gets ready, he don't give a fuck what she does.
Right.
Except fuck with that fat nigga.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I even met her dude. You know how we do it, man. You know, bra introduced us as uncle. You know,
uncle, like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my Uncle Mike.
This is my Uncle Mike right here. You know, and I met him, and he was real respectable. I kind of felt bad about her coming over, hooking me up all the time. You know, he was like, pleased to meet you, sir. And I was like, wow, man. Kind of feel bad.
No, there's no, this is, that's what I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
So I went through that too.
Right.
I went through that same situation.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm banging on a bra.
Right.
That's me, and I kind of like her dude.
Uh-huh.
But this is the situation. I had a little throwback because I like the guy.
Right.
But it's the situation we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
See, when the universe is trying to reward you, you don't ask why.
Right. Got you.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful that you don't get draped off into that, you know, that abnormality where you start to see things in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't care.
Okay.
You know, and some people say, oh, that's cold, that's fucked up. I don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because how many times has this nigga ran this same scam on multiple bitches?
Mm-hmm. For real.
I don't think that the white man should be the only beneficiary of dusty nigga stupidity.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're preying on people.
Yeah.
And if you're preying on people, you're in the game of preying on people, you're going to get got.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The knight doesn't slay the dragon every day. Some days the dragon wins. And that's what these niggas have a problem understanding. You can't win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get away from the police all the time.
Hmm.
You can't beat the case every time. You don't get to walk away with the dope and the money. That's not how it works.
Right.
That's not the real world. That's not how shit functions. The real world is you get caught, you go do a bid, and somebody else is fucking your bitch.
Right.
Mm. That's the real world. So I don't have any remorse over it.
Yeah.
I don't have any hesitation.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See. You see? Because it's the natural order of things. Because if you look at it.
Hey.
Yes? May I help you?
Yeah, I heard y'all niggas is hiring. What's up?
Oh, yes. Here, why don't you fill out this application?
Making me write and shit. My wife won't be making me write.
Well, actually, originally I'm from the East Coast. But after my master's, I thought I'd take a break. So here I am. I was tired of living off of daddy.
Age. Maintain. Height. Six deuce, babe. Father's name. I don't know. Six. Hell yeah, nigga. Salary desire. $3 million. Cash.
You know, being an Ivy Leaguer can be such a leg up. You know, I spent 5 years at Harvard.
Oh, really? I just spent 6 months at Cali. Anybody ever try to take your man? But then he sees the warning coming, so he hides you. But you still got that plunge in your ass. So you just squeal and cry. Don't you hate when that happens?
Oh, let's get out of here. He's
crazy. Hey, where y'all going?
Lock dog? Mr. Lope dog?
That's me. Oh,
you're next.
Mr. Lock dog?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Yeah, right.
You all right?
Yeah, no.
All right, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Energy. Eager man. Yeah. Yes, I like that. Right this way. let me just move this. Let me see. Very interesting. I see your hobbies are drinking, smoking weed, and all types of ill shit.
Yeah.
Do you drive an automobile?
With or without the boot?
Doesn't matter. Well, congratulations. You got yourself a job. Right on, huh?
Hey, where the seatbelts at?
Don't worry. They won't be necessary.
Hey, man, how you work this radio?
We are being crucified by a process that is turning blacks into a permanent underclass, dear Frank. A permanent underclass. Class. Class.